Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald for Thursday, January 13th. First, the weather. Get ready to feel cold. Temperatures will drop to the 40s and 50s on Thursday night and Friday morning in South Florida, and forecasters say another cold front might arrive on Sunday. Let's get things started with COVID. South Florida churches are once again changing their policies to allow for safe worship. The Archdiocese of Miami has announced that masks are now required at all 109 parishes. The faithful also can watch streamed services online. Churches are also encouraging social distancing. Many synagogues also have started to require masks and continue to stream their services. In cookie news, the last time the Girl Scouts introduced a new cookie was January 2020. The Lemon Up cookie carried a theme of empowerment. This year the Girl Scouts are rolling out a new cookie again. They're called Adventurefuls and are described as a brownie-inspired cookie with caramel-flavored creme and a hint of sea salt. Cookie sales in Miami-Dade County and the Keys have started and run through February 22nd. Broward sales run February 3rd through 27th. In Surfside, town commissioners have taken the first steps to honor condo collapse victims with a memorial and tighten inspection requirements for older buildings. The commission voted to pursue the creation of a memorial where the street immediately north of the Champlain Towers South condo property meets the beach. Commissioners also took a preliminary vote to shorten by 10 years the county-mandated 40-year recertification process. The recertification item will require a second vote to go into effect. In sports, in this week's Dolphins in Depth podcast, the Miami Herald's Daniel Oyufusi and Barry Jackson discuss the firing of Brian Flores and who should become Miami's next head coach. Find it wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And finally, Banksy didn't paint fields of sunflowers or starry nights, but he's getting the Van Gogh treatment anyway. The famous and extremely anonymous British street artist is the star of a new exhibit opening this weekend at Ice Palace Studios in Miami. The Art of Banksy, Without Limits opened its U.S. tour in Atlanta last September after traveling through Europe, Asia, the Middle East, and Australia. The exhibit features more than 155 of the artist's works, including certified originals, prints, photos, lithographs, sculptures, and murals. For more on what to do around town, go to miami.com. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.